We are very fortunate, Mataji. Savitri Mataji is in the call. Mataji, we are reading Madhya Lila, 24th chapter, 112 onwards. Please, Mataji, take over the call, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24. कुमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलिताङ्गेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साक्षजातं सहगना परगुणाथमितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त श्रीराधकान्त नमस्तुते. सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो. श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला. द नेम ऑफ द चैप्टर इज द 61 एक्सप्लेनेशंस ऑफ द आत्मराम वर्स. वी आर स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द टेक्स्ट नंबर 112. मुक्तापि लीलया विग्रहं कृत्वा भगवन्तं भजन्ते. ट्रांसलेशन. इवन ए लिबरेटेड सोल मर्ज्ड इन द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन एफल्जेंस इज अट्रैक्टेड टू द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा. ही दस इंस्टॉल्स ए डेटी एंड रेंडर्स द लॉर्ड service. Purport. Highly elevated Mayavadi sannyasis sometimes worship the Radha Krishna deity and discuss the pastimes of the Lord, but the purpose is not elevation to Golok Vrindavan. They want to merge into the Lord's effulgence. This statement is quoted from Shankaracharya's commentary on the Upanishad known as Nisingha Tapani. So, in this section, very interesting thing we are going to understand. And before starting the discussion, I just want to say that, you know, the chapter, beginning of the chapter, in the text number one, Chaitanya, the text number one, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says beautiful verse. What he said? Atma rameti padarkasya arthamshun ya pratashayan jagattamo jaharavyat sa chaitanyo daya chalaka. The translation is all glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who acted as the eastern horizon where the sun of the Atmarama verse rose, he manifested its rays in the form of different meanings and thus eradicated the darkness of the material world. May he protect the universe. This wonderful prayer written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives us so much inspiration to study this chapter. I personally like this chapter so much. Although we may think, you know, the same verse again and again we are hearing from the lips of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, this is very special mercy upon us. That's why this verse is being discussed in so many ways. 61 types of explanations given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And before that, we also know that Sanatan Goswami requested Lord to explain this to him, right? That's the point we understand, that in the text number four, thereafter Sanatan Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly submitted the following petition. What was the petition? Sanatan Goswami said, "My Lord, I have heard that previously at the home of Sarvabhum Bhattacharya, you explained the Atmarama verse in 18 different ways. Now, can you please explain again to me? I have heard this wonderful story and am therefore very inquisitive to hear your explanation again. If you would kindly repeat it, I would be very pleased to hear." Because it is so important, this Atmarama verse, that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to the very scholarly devotee, Sarvabhum Bhattacharya, when he became a Vaishnava, then he asked this question to explain that verse, and Mahaprabhu happily explained that from Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse, right? Again, here in this chapter, Mahaprabhu is explaining how many ways? 61. Same verse. That means it's very important. And it creates so much curiosity or inspiration in us to study this chapter very scrutinizingly. And this verse actually is so interesting. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, you know, Mahaprabhu acted as eastern horizon. Chaitanya Udaya Achala. Udaya Achala, you know, where the sun rises, right? And the verse Atmarama is compared like the sun. And the different meanings are compared like the sun rays. So sun rays are acting in a very beneficial way. What is the beneficial way? Thus eradicated the darkness of the material world. This world is the world of darkness, of ignorance. May the Lord protect the universe. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to protect this universe from the darkness of ignorance. And please enlighten the whole universe by your wonderful instructions on knowledge. So this is very important for us to remember this point. When we hear about Atmaram verse is like the sun. It brightens, illuminates the whole heart, consciousness of the devotee. The different meanings are the manifestation of sun rays, the illumination. And it's rising from the mouth of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is acting as the eastern horizon. So from Mahaprabhu's lips, this wonderful, these different meanings are coming forth for our benefit, you know, for our benefits. So we must be ready to realize the verse very nicely, deeply, as well as derive the all the benedictions or benefits out of this verse, Atma Ramascha Munaya, right? And we know that general meaning of that Atma Ramascha Munaya, that verse, Atma Ramascha Munaya Nirgrantha Apki Rukrame Kurvanti Ahitakim Bhaktim Ittham Bhuto Guno Harihi. The general meaning of this verse is that those who are liberated souls and are fully satisfied within themselves in Atma, Atma Rami, will eventually become devotees of the Lord. This specially describes the impersonals who have no information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They try to remain satisfied within the impersonal Brahman, but Krishna is so attractive and so strong that he attracts their minds. This is the purport of this verse. And I personally meditate the word Urukrame. Urukrame indicates a Bamandev, right? Who, you know, by his two steps, he occupied the whole creation, right? Upper planetary system, lower, middle, all. And also spiritual sky, everything he occupied or covered. So when we meditate on Bamandev and his step upward, his foot upward, what we see, he already possessed everything. So we are under the protection of the lotus feet of Lord Bamandev, right? And already everything in his possession, so there I cannot claim anything as mine. We become completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Urukrama, Lord Tribikrama or Bamandev. So this verse inspires us in so many ways. And when we hear very attentively the explanations given by Mahaprabhu, our darkness in our consciousness just dissipates, just goes away, and the whole consciousness becomes completely illuminated by the wonderful transcendental knowledge given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by remembering that point, we must hear for what reason that verse is being discussed or explained, right? Sanatana Goswami asked particularly about this verse explanation. So there is a reason behind it. So our present verse is 112. And the section starts from 110. The whole section is very beautiful. In the text number 110, we understood that characteristically one in devotional service is attracted away from the impersonal Brahman platform. He is offered a transcendental body to engage in Lord Krishna's service. This verse says a lot, because this text number 110 is the basis of this today's verse to real understand. Let me read the verse 110. Bhaktira shabhavo brahmo hoite kare akushan divyo deho diya karai parayo krishniro bhajana. Means the bhaktir shabhav means the devotional service or bhakti devi, her nature, bhaktir shabhav, her nature is what? She attracts the mind of impersonalists. Brahmo ite kare akarshanam. And then what she does? Divya deho diya. She gives divya deho, transcendental body, to the impersonalist. For what reason? পরায় কৃষ্ণেরও ভজন ভক্তিদেবে ইন্ডিউসেস দ্য পার্সন হু ইজ দ্য ওয়ার্শিপার অফ ইম্পার্সোনাল ব্রহ্মণ ইন টু কৃষ্ণ ভজন দি ভক্তিদেবী ইজ সো পাওয়ারফুল ভক্তিদেবী ভক্তির স্বভাব সো শিল প্রভুপাদস ট্রান্সলেশন ইজ অলসো নাইস ভেরি বিউটিফুল ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক্যালি ভেরি স্পেসিফিক্যালি দিস ইজ দ্য ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক অফ ভক্তিদেবী ওয়ান ইন ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ইজ অ্যাট্রাক্টেড অওয়ে ফ্রম ইম্পার্সোনাল ব্রহ্মণ প্ল্যাটফর্ম হি ইজ অফার্ড এ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল বডি ভক্তিদেবী গিভস দ্য ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল বডি টু এনগেজ ইন দ্য লিভিং সার্ভিস অফ কৃষ্ণা মিন্স উইথ দ্য ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল বডি উই আর এবল টু পারফর্ম ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস টু কৃষ্ণা And 111, Bhakto deho paile hoyo gunero smarano, gunakrishto hoya kare nirmala bhajano. When one gets the devotee's spiritual body, he can remember the transcendental qualities of Krishna. Simply by being attracted to Krishna's transcendental qualities, one becomes a pure devotee engaged in his service. So Bhakti Devi is কৃপা ইজ সচ ভক্তির স্বভাব ভক্তিদেবী গিভস আস দ্য স্পিরিচুয়াল বডি অ্যান্ড হি ক্যান দেন উইথ দ্যাট বডি দ্যাট মিন্স ইন দ্য স্পিরিচুয়াল বডি দ্য কৃষ্ণ স্মরণম ইজ দেয়ার ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল কৃষ্ণ স্মরণম ইজ পসিবল থ্রু দ্য স্পিরিচুয়াল বডি অ্যান্ড সিম্পলি বাই বিং অ্যাট্রাক্টেড কৃষ্ণ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল কোয়ালিটিজ মিন্স উইথ দ্য ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল বডি উই ক্যান রিমেম্বার কৃষ্ণ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল কোয়ালিটিজ And by remembering Krishna's transcendental qualities, we can become pure devotee, engaged in his service. So, this section is very important to understand. Now, today's verse is 112. It's a continuation of the previous verses. That's why I just discussed a little bit so we can understand, because out of context, we would not understand. We must understand the connection between previous verse or previous verses with the present verse and also connection between the next verse, right? So 112, Mukta upi lalaya vigraham kritva bhagavantam bhajante. Even a liberated soul merged in the impersonal Brahman effulgence is attracted to the pastimes of Krishna. He thus installs a deity and renders the Lord's service. So here, mukta means liberated. And a few verses back, we understood that he is Brahma Loya. He is also known as Brahma Loya. 108 in the text number 108, the word is there, Brahma Loya, right? Kevalo Brahma Upasaka. তিন ভেদ হয় সাধক ব্রহ্মময় আর প্রাপ্ত ব্রহ্মলয় সো উই আর আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং ইন দিস সেকশন ইউ নো দিস ফিউ ভার্সেস উইচ উই আর ডিসকসিং লাইক 108 টু 120 উই আর আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং অবাউট দ্য ব্রহ্ম উপাসক রাইট সো ব্রহ্ম উপাসক আর অফ থ্রি টাইপস সাধক ব্রহ্মময় প্রাপ্ত ব্রহ্মলয় সো প্রাপ্ত ব্রহ্মলয় হু মিনিং ওয়ান হু ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি মার্জড ইন দ্য ব্রহ্মণ অ্যান্ড দে আর নোন অলসো মুক্ত ইভেন এ পার্সন হু ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি মার্জড ইন ব্রহ্মণ হি ইজ অ্যাট্রাক্টেড টু কৃষ্ণ ভজন ওয়াই বিকজ অলরেডি দে আর লিবারেটেড ফ্রম মেটেরিয়াল কনসেপশন অফ লাইফ দ্যাটস ওয়াই ইট ইজ ইজি ফর The most difficult part is to become free from the material conception of existence or material conception of life. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati samam sarvasu bhuteshu madbhakti labhatim param. So to come to the Brahma bhuta platform, a prapta brahma laya prapta platform means completely freed from material conception of life. They are in the transcendence. But progressively they have to understand who is the absolute truth. Krishna is the absolute truth. Personal form of absolute truth is Krishna. And he is the summum bonum of the definition of absolute truth. Impersonal understanding of absolute truth is subordinate to the personal understanding of absolute truth. Krishna is the basis of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the basis of impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So the Brahmalaya, Prapta Brahmalaya or Brahmamaya, Sadhaka, they all have to come to understanding of Krishna. So the present verse, Mukta, liberated. Liberated soul means who is already merged in the impersonal Brahman effulgence. He is also attracted. Now why he is attracted to the pastimes of Krishna? Because bhakti is there. Some amount of bhakti is also there. Because Bhakti Devi's kripa is so powerful. Bhakti Devi attracts the soul of the impersonalist from the impersonalist understanding, attraction. Just the previous verse 110, right? Bhakti Devi gives the Divya Deha, Bhakti Rasabha. Bhakti Devi offers the transcendental body. Bhakti Devi attracts the heart of the impersonalist from that stage and induces into the Krishna Bhajan. So because bhakti is there, so he is ultimately attracted to pastimes of Krishna. He thus installs a deity and renders the Lord service. Ultimately, we all have to come to this platform, rendering pure devotional service. Pure means there is no material conception, no connection with the material existence whatsoever. Already all the designations are destroyed, broken. Sarva upadhi binir muktam tat paritvaino nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. So they are already transcendental to any material designations. They do not have any relationship with any material designations, material existence, no connection. Only they live as pure Atma. Now, Atma is not impersonal conception or impersonal idea. No. Krishna is some kind of conception or idea. No. He's a person. Atma is also. It's not just idea or abstract or just conception. No. Reality. A person. Atma is a person. Paramatma or Krishna is a person. And the relationship is very personal. So ultimately we have to come to that. So everybody is moving forward to understanding Krishna. Now, through this way or that way, we, the Vaishnavas, were very fortunate. We first came to understanding of Krishna first. Then after that we are understanding about the impersonal features of Krishna. You know, Krishna has two other features. One is Paramatma feature, another is impersonal Brahman feature. First we came to know about Krishna, the topmost understanding of absolute truth. Then we came down to understand about impersonal Brahman, and then, you know, Paramatma, or Paramatma then in impersonal Brahman. But others, the Sadhaka Brahmamaya, Prapta Brahmalaya, they are going other way, you know, gradually from Brahman to Paramatma to Bhagavan Krishna. So ultimately everybody has to come to this point, rendering pure devotional service to Krishna, being completely liberated from material designations. and any other mature desires, anya vilashita shunyam. We have to come to this platform, brahmabhuta platform, na shochati na kankshati, because they have no relationship. A liberated person has no relationship with material existence or connection, material designation. They're so pure. Because the conditioned souls are acting under the influence of, under the spell of Maya, material energy, or under the modes of material nature. So whatever they're doing, acting, this is not their real nature. As soon as one is completely awakened to the reality, the I am soul, then his all activities come to the pure state. He never accepts those activities as the real reality. So he becomes enlightened thoroughly about the reality of Atma. Thus he is becomes completely pure. So the greatest Mayavadi, that Shankaracharya spoke about this verse. So going to the next 113, this section is very important to understand for us. Mahaprabhu is enlightening us, and Sanatan Goswami, as well as us, we are also hearing from Mahaprabhu. Remember, Mahaprabhu is acting as the eastern horizon, and this Atmarambhas is compared like the sun, and the meanings are like the sun rays. For what? For removing our all the darkness of ignorance from our consciousness, and makes us completely enlightened, awakened, pure, transcendental devotees of Lord Krishna. So 113, Janmo Vaite Shuko Shanukadi Brahmamayo Krishna Gunakrishto Hoya Krishniru Bhajayo. Although Shukadev Goswami and the four Kumaras were always absorbed in the thoughts, in the thought of impersonal Brahman, and were thus Brahmabadis, they were nonetheless attracted by the transcendental pastimes and qualities of Krishna. Therefore, they later became devotees of Krishna. So now Mahaprabhu is giving the example how the Brahmamayas or Prapta Brahmalayas, they also become devotees of Krishna. Why? By Krishna Guna Krishtavya, by being attracted by the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, transcendental qualities of Krishna are so powerful that they become attracted. They cannot remain as impersonal. They progress further, elevate. They become more advanced, elevated more, and comes to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, which by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we, from the very beginning, from the day one, we came before Krishna. Immediately, we just entered the ISKCON temples and saw Krishna. And we joined the devotees, and immediately we joined Raganuga Bhakti. That is chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, we started our devotional life, Bhakti Yoga, from the day one, by paying obeisances to the deity forms of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and also hearing about Krishna's glories and having Krishna Prasadam. Our full-fledged devotional activities started from day one, from the day one. So we cannot just fathom our good fortune. The arrangement was so wonderful by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by the mercy of combined mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. By this transcendental arrangement, we didn't have to go through different paths. We directly came to Lord Sri Krishna. And from the very beginning, from the day one, we were engaged. We have been engaged in pure devotional service. Only to realize that this is the pure devotional service, it takes little time. Activities will not change. Only our consciousness will change. To realize these are the ultimate activities a soul has to do. This is called Atma Dharma. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, worshipping Lord Krishna, hearing about Krishna's glories from Srimad Bhagavatam, from scriptures, offering wonderful eatables to Krishna, and finally surrendering entire existence to Krishna. This is the ultimate process. So Mahaprabhu is giving the examples of four Kumaras, right? Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, the four sons of Lord Brahma, and Shukadev Goswami. Shuko, Sanukadi, and Shukadev Goswami, they were always absorbed in the thoughts of impersonal Brahman. They were in the transcendence, right? They were not in the bodily conception of life. They were pure already and progressively advancing towards the ultimate understanding of absolute truth, that is Krishna. So they, by the mercy of the devotee, Sukadev Goswami became Krishna Bhakta by the mercy of his father, Vaishnava, father, Vyasadeva. And Sanak Sanatan Sanandan Sanat Kumar, they became Krishna Bhakta by the mercy of Brahma, Narada. So they were Brahmabadis or Brahmamaya, absorbed in the thought of impersonal Brahman. But they were nonetheless attracted by the transcendental pastimes when they heard from the proper source, and when they heard with proper attitude, then that worked so wonderfully and quickly, immediately, and qualities, when they heard the transcendental pastimes and qualities of Krishna, they became devotees of Krishna, surrendered to Krishna. They understood that Krishna is the ultimate samam bonam, of absolute understanding, in the understanding of absolute truth. And Krishna has two other features, Brahman and Paramatma. They are the subordinate understanding of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of God. Akole Ishvara Krishna, Arshavi Vritta. Jare Joiche Nachaya, She Toiche Karene. Krishna's position is supreme, supreme autocrat, supreme enjoyer. His other incarnations and expansions, they are also serving Krishna. That is Panchatattva, right? Krishna's, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's expansions and incarnations, they are also serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. And Krishna Shakti, they are also serving. Everyone is serving Krishna. Parama Savior, Krishna. So they became devotee of Krishna by the mercy of devotee of Krishna. Krishna's devotee's mercy is absolutely important for us to become Krishna's devotee. And in our case, by the arrangement of Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada had gone to the Western world, and from there we received the wonderful gift of Krishna Bhakti. Directly from the day one, the supreme bhakti we got. We didn't realize that, but the gift already given to us. Now, as we are realizing about the value of the gift, we are appreciating, and then we are also trying to attract others into the bhakti process, just like your group, Bhakti Sangha, Japa group. You are trying to attract, bring all the lost souls to the bhakti process, and direct process, directly to Krishna, not through the impersonal Brahman realization, then Bhagavan realization. No, direct. This is the wonderful, inconceivable good fortune created by Mahaprabhu. This Atmaram verse is very, very wonderful verse for us. The whole chapter for me is very wonderful. I love to read. So much realizations are there. As we know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, may that Lord protect the whole universe. So whole universe could be protected by realizing this one verse, Atma Ramascha Munayo. This one verse is so important. So in this present chapter, Mahaprabhu is explaining 61 explanations. Before, he did 11 times. So how many? Lots, right? So it's for our own benefit. Now going to the next, 114. Shanuka dero krishna kripai shaurabe hare mono unakrishta huya kare nirmalo bhajana. The minds of the four kumaras were attracted by the aroma of the flowers offered to Krishna's lotus feet. Being thus attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, they engaged in pure devotional service. Wonderful points are here. Krishna kripai shaurave hare mano. By the mercy of the Lord. See, Shanaka dero, the four kumaras headed by Shanaka. Krishna kripai, by the mercy of the Lord, shaurave, the fragrance, hare took away minds. See, when Krishna sees that we are situated in the pure platform of Atma, Krishna Kripa descends profusely. Actually, Krishna Kripa is being showered profusely every moment. But our ignorance is creating the wall to receive, to become receptors of that mercy. Either we don't want to give up the ignorance, or we are really ignorant. But the Shanaka Adi and the Shukadeva Goswami, they were already situated in the pure platform, Atma platform, being freed from the material conception of life. Sarva Upadhi Binir Muktam. They didn't have any connection with the material existence. They're purely existing as Atma. They're Atma Ramis. They're deriving entire pleasure, soul pleasure, being just Atma. Devotees are also always happy. Why? Being part and parcel of Krishna. Atma is not a complete identification. It's partial. Atma is spiritual. Spark of Krishna. And what it is? It is a person and part and parcel of another person. Krishna, like a son, is the part of father, another person. Krishna, subordinate servant of Krishna. This is complete understanding. You are never independent of Krishna. You are always subordinate. That's why our feelings also should be like that. I'm not the doer. I'm not the enjoyer in any way. Everything is being done by Krishna through me. I'm seeing anything? No, I'm not seeing. Seeing is also done by Krishna. If I say I'm seeing, I'm doing, I'm speaking, that means I'm putting myself as doer. By Krishna's energy, it is happening. My seeing is happening through Krishna's mercy or through Krishna's energy. Means Krishna is foremost in the center. I am in the periphery. I'm not in the center. Krishna is the center. By Krishna's will, these things are being done by Krishna through me. I'm just an instrument. I'm just an instrument. In any way, I cannot be the doer or prime doer. primary door, that means I am secondary, subordinate, or enjoyer or controller. No way. You know, one article was reading, beautiful article. What is the biggest impediment in bhakti life? The biggest impediment is to not to realize thoroughly that I'm not the enjoyer. Enjoyer is Krishna. Everything is meant for Krishna's service. I'm just a servant. My all activities, my thoughts, my deeds, my speech, and my senses, whatever actions are being done, must be done only one reason, to serve Krishna. Yagnatpa karmanunya anyatra lokayam karma bandham tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachar. Everything must be done as an offering to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, the verse is not in front of me, chapter 9, text 24. Krishna says, if someone doesn't understand, if one doesn't understand that I am the Bhukta and Prabhur Evacha, if one cannot understand, realize that I am the Bhukta, I am the Prabhu, these two words Krishna used, then he degrades to the pool of birth and death. So this mentality has to be corrected. Srinadupi sumichin, tararupi sahishnu, amanina manuken, kirtaniya sadahari. So in pure consciousness, we see ourselves only as servants. Means in the service, we put ourselves in the position of in service. When we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we put ourselves in the platform of service, in the service. That feeling, that mentality, that sentiment goes on and on throughout the day. Reading Bhagavatam means I'm in the platform of in service. I'm in the service. I'm speaking now. I'm in the service to Krishna and the creation. Krishna and Krishna's energy. Hare Krishna. Everything is just Hare Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's energy. I'm in the service of Krishna, Krishna's energy. Hare Krishna. This is my reality. This is Atma Tattva Jnana. So Krishna is the ultimate word. The science of absolute truth. Shankarji and Sukadev Goswami, they came ultimately to this platform serving Krishna's lotus feet. Why? By the attraction for the transcendental qualities. Means they heard transcendental qualities of Krishna, transcendental pastimes of Krishna, and they became attracted. And they became pure devotees, engaged in pure devotional service. So to render the pure devotional service, this principle of attraction is there actually. When one is attracted to Krishna, some or other, by hearing his wonderful, sweet pastimes, or wonderful, sweet, transcendental qualities, or by his beauty, you know, loveliness, rupa, by seeing the attractive form of Krishna, or anyway, in some way or other, when one is attracted to Krishna, that person can be, you know, engaged in pure devotional service. And that is the reality of pure devotee. That is the reality. And they are situated in that platform, eternally. Anya avilashita shunya. No other avilash. Only one avilash. Remain in the service of Krishna. To love Krishna, serve Krishna. One avilash, no other avilash. This is reality for the pure devotee. And happily they are engaged in ocean service. Actually, as soon as one realizes that he is a spiritual person and he has the spiritual form, body, and he is situated in that spiritual body, there is no other alternative but to serve Lord and His creation, Lord and His energy. Nothing else. So now, one more verse we can do. Let's see. 115. So after giving some examples to Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu is speaking one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving this reference from Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is also wonderful to hear reference from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? I'm reading.
It's just about risks and complications of the procedure, period.
Okay. Aravinda nayanas padaravinda pinjal kamishta tulasi makaranda vasu antartha ka vivarena chakara tiram sankshobham akshara jisam apichitta tanva. Translation: when the breeze carrying the aroma leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus-eyed
management
of Godhead entered through the nostrils
and into the hearts
of those sages, the Kumaras, they experienced the change in the body and mind, even though they were attached to the understanding. Something is going on.
Oh, yes, Mataji, we are trying to figure it out and muting that person. So, sorry for that.
That's okay. Okay. Then I'm going, beautiful verse that Mahaprabhu speaking or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulasi leaves. See, the first one we heard that Mahaprabhu said that they were attracted by the aroma of the flowers offered to Krishna's lotus feet. To the flowers offered to Krishna's lotus feet. We may say we are not that strongly attracted. How the Kumaras' minds were so attracted, so strongly, because they were situated in the pure platform. That's why Atma. Atma is naturally attracted to Krishna and Krishna's paraphernalia, which are being used in his service. Because they were situated in the pure consciousness, they were able to smell the beautiful aroma of the flower offered to Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna's body is full of fragrance. And Krishna, and the flower touched by the lotus feet of Krishna also became more fragrant. Flowers are already naturally fragrant. And when it is touched, the lotus feet of Krishna became more fragrant. Just like when we spray some perfume on our hands, the hands become fragrant, right? So, with the pure consciousness, we can smell the fragrance. I heard some devotees here, I read some, deeply absorbed in the service of Lord in the Golok, although here living, but they can become transported to the spiritual world. Just like, in Brahma Sanita classes, our Guru Maharaj spoke about Brahma being transported to the spiritual world. Although apparently we heard, Brahma was sitting on the lotus feet, lotus flower, which rose from the navel of Mahavishnu. But he was transported to the Golok Dham by being in the spiritual world, by seeing all those wonderful things in the spiritual world. He offered beautiful prayer. That is Govinda Madhi Purushan Stotram. So I was especially very much inspired to hear that point, that a devotee can be transported with pure consciousness to the spiritual world, could see everything, and again could come back also, means to the external senses. Another time, Srila Ramapada Maharaj was saying that about Narottam Das Thakur or Shyamananda, I forgot. They were so elevated souls. In their trance, they would go to the Golok Dham and they would serve the Radha Krishna's lotus feet under the subordination of the Sakhi, Astra Sakhi, and then again would come back to this world. In their meditation, they would be transported, again they would come back. So, in the pure consciousness, many things can happen which is inconceivable now, beyond our reach, because consciousness is not pure. We cannot perceive many subtle things, very fine signs. We cannot, perceive right now. But pure souls are able to do it. And Krishna Kripa is so inconceivable, could make everything possible, right? And the pure souls also see Krishna everywhere, right? What is Radha Bhav? Radha Bhav is, I love this line. Radha, Krishna Mai Radha, Krishna Jar Bhitore Bahire. Jatra jatra netra pare tatra Krishna. This is Radha Bhav. Krishna Mui Radha means always absorbed in deep thoughts of Krishna. Krishna dar bhitore bahire. Krishna is within and Krishna is outside. Whatever she was seeing, she sees only Krishna all around. Inconceivable. In reality, they can see Krishna. Abur jangam dakhi na dakhi tar murti. Sarvatra hai tar nijo ishta devos murti. He sees a person, a pure soul, can see many things, but doesn't see any forms, external forms. He sees Krishna directly. Because Krishna's energy is situated within Krishna. Energy cannot exist without Krishna, outside of Krishna. So they see the background of everything is Krishna. Krishna is there, within, without, everywhere. So pure soul can perceive many things which we are not able to do it. So in the translation of the text number 115, we are hearing when the breeze carrying the aroma of tulasi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of lotus-eyed personality of Godhead entered through the nostrils. Through the nostrils went directly into the heart, right? Into the heart of those sages, the Kumaras, they experienced a change in both body and mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. So transformation took place because of the transcendental aroma went to the heart through the nostrils, just like in our case. But when we started to hear Harinam Sankirtan or Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the Mahamantra or sound vibration, who is Krishna himself, entered through the holes of ear directly to the heart. And there showered the nectarian juice, the sweetness upon the soul. Snapana. Soul was bathed by the sound vibration, the nectarian shower. And then gradually the contaminations were reduced and the change in the body and mind took place. This body and mind means subtle body. Subtle body is composed of mind, intelligence, and false ego. As this subtle body is being changed, spiritualized, then the gross body also accordingly changes. Devotees look so beautiful. I think everyone has noticed. Devotees, the face is so bright. And they are so peaceful, joyful, without any envy, without any jealousy. They are not quarrelsome, they are not argumentative, right? They are so cooperative, right? They are so satisfied. So this quality is also spread all over the body, the gross body. First the subtle body changes, and then the gross body. As we also say, right? Face is the index of mind. If the mind is peaceful, pure, mind is satisfied, mind is situated in spiritual understanding, so the face also manifests that. The gross body is situated according to the condition of the subtle body. That's why devotees look so attractive and beautiful. And the tilakam is the best ornament or jewelry a devotee can put on. In the Kali Yuga, no other jewelries or ornaments would beautify the body. A simple tilakam, tilak on the forehead and different parts of the body, if we decorate the body with the tilak, with proper understanding that I have installed Krishna within my body. And with that understanding, when you put on the tilak, a devotee looks like, it came down from the heaven. He doesn't look that he is from this world. He looks from out of the world. No other jewelries or ornaments will, will beautify the body so beautifully. But only the gopi chandan, the dust of from the lotus feet of gopis. I'm sorry, what we use, the clay, gopi chandan. When we put gopi chandan with proper respect, honor, and understanding, installing Lord into this body. Body becomes so purified, effulgent, face becomes so bright because the subtle body changes. Change in the body, in both the body and mind. So gradual transformation takes place. So it happened with the Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. I'm just reading this portion, this verse. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15.43. So I'm reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport. It appears from this verse that the four Kumaras were impersonalists or protagonists. Of the philosophy of monism, becoming one with the Lord. But as soon as they saw the Lord's features, their minds changed. In other words, the impersonalist who feels transcendental pleasure in striving to become one with the Lord is defeated when he sees the beautiful transcendental features of the Lord. Because of the fragrance of his lotus feet, carried by the air and mixed with the aroma of tulasi, their minds changed. Instead of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, they thought it wise to be devotees. Becoming a servitor of the lotus feet of the Lord is better than becoming one with the Lord. Because that is our reality. We are the servitors of Krishna. Atma Tattva Gyan or Atma Vritti. That is, Atma is the servitor of the Lord. So as soon as we come before Krishna, Krishna acts on us. Krishna's mercy acts on us, right? By seeing Krishna's beauty, by having beautiful aroma, smelling beautiful aroma, nice smell, sight, sound, we say, right? When we enter into the temple, when we come before the Lord, immediately our senses become very much awakened, right? Nose starts to smell beautiful fragrance, right? Which comes from the lotus feet of Krishna, from the flower garland, from the incense, from the chandan paste, and also from the, you know, the oil, fragrance oil. Mm-hmm. Immediately, all senses become awakened. Eyes become wide by seeing beautiful form or feature of Krishna. Ear becomes open by hearing holy name of Krishna, right? All body becomes so completely awakened, receive Krishna's mercy. Krishna enters into our heart through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, even through the tongues or mouth. When we take charanamrita and when we take prasadam, also when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, vibrate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna sits on our tongue, dances on our tongues, right? So Krishna enters, you know, into our tongues or into the mouth, goes directly to the heart, enters to the ear, enters it to the nostrils, enters to the eyes, right? So in this way, our transformation takes place. Mm-hmm. And everything acts, or we experience a change in the subtle body, change in the both body and mind. And even though they were, even someone were, you know, are attracted or attached, sorry, attached to any other religion or other conception, but after few days coming to the temple, we all become changed, right? We give up our bad habits, right? And we become regular, and we become interested to follow rules and regulations, and we become attracted to hearing more and more of Krishna katha, Krishna pastimes. We immediately take up Krishna's service, right? We start offering foods to Krishna. In this way, in full-fledged, we become engaged in Krishna's service. So it happened to them too. So this Atmaram verse is very, very interesting, very wonderful. That's why Mahaprabhu is taking time to explain it to Sanatana Goswami as well as to the whole world about this verse, explaining 61 types. Before also he did 11 types, 11 kinds to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. This verse is very important. I am requesting everyone to take time to study this whole chapter very scrutinizingly. Life will be changed because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praying to Mahaprabhu, may that Lord protect the whole universe from being degraded to the darkness of ignorance. The Atmaram verse is compared like the sun, and the meanings are compared like the sun rays, which are illuminating the consciousness, the heart, And Mahaprabhu is compared like the Udayachal. Udayachal means the eastern horizon. From his mouth, the sun is rising up. That is Atmaram verse, constantly coming out into this chapter and giving us so many different meanings. And Atmaramis means who are already situated in the pure consciousness, they take up finally, or they take up immediately according to their situation, the pure transcendental service practice. Right? So thank you so much. Thank you very much. We have completed up to the verse number 115. Okay? Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, Glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this wonderful class. I just have one question. I don't know whether I understood it properly or not, but is it that you mentioned that when a soul is on the Brahman platform, still there is some bhakti in it?
Yes.
But how come, you know, if bhakti is there, then one is not on the Brahman platform, right?
Brahman platform is there. Bhakti, we always do it on the Brahman platform. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Na shochati na kangshati. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. Right? In Bhagavad Gita, we know. The Brahma Bhuta platform is the platform. When one becomes Prasannatma, blissful, by being situated in Brahman platform. And no Suchati, no Kangshati. You know, on that platform, there is no mutual anxiety, is no anchoring, nothing, zero. Anya Vilashita Shunyam. And he is equal to everyone, means merciful, compassionate. Madhbhakti labhate param, at that stage, we obtain parabhakti. Parabhakti means transcendental, pure, loving devotion service to Krishna. Some bhakti is there, because it's all, see, whole Bhagavad Gita that Krishna said is under the jurisdiction of pure bhakti, right? Atma Tattva, second chapter, then Karma Yoga, all progressively Krishna spoke, right? Just take this example. So all the points are within the jurisdiction, kingdom of bhakti. So bhakti is there. Atma Tattva Jnanam, also part of bhakti. It's progressively going to the pure bhakti. So Bhakti Devi is very powerful. When Bhakti Devi sees a soul is serious to reach the ultimate goal of life, to perfect the human mission of life, she gives that gift of what? Divya Sharira, Divya Deha. I love those verses. I just simply love 108. 109. Read that, 109. Beautiful. Bhakti bina kebol jnani, mukti nahi hoy, bhakti sadhano kore jei, prapto brahmulay. See, 109 is the answer of your question. One cannot attain salvation simply through philosophical speculation, devoid of devotional service. Maybe it is not full-fledged. But there is bhakti, bhakti bina. However, if one renders devotional service, he is automatically on the Brahman platform. Right? Mahaprabhu is speaking. Bhakti bina, devotional service without devotional service, kebala, only jnanam, the philosophical speculation, mukti, liberation, nahi hai. Bhakti, devotional service, sadhuna, practice, jai prapto brahmulaya, as good as merging into the impersonal self. And then 110, next verse, I love. If you read the verse, beautiful. Bhakti ro shabhav means that is the nature of Bhakti Devi. Brahmo hoite kore akorshano and snatches from the Brahmo platform, absorption. What then she does? Divya deho diya, by giving, offering divya deho, transcendental body. She offers the, she gives the divya deha. Parai Krishniro bhajan. Then she induces, causes to perform the service of Lord Krishna. Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Maharani ki jai. We say, right? Ganga Mai ki jai.
Yeah.
Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Is that all right?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anything else? From anyone? Okay.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. sorry for late response.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, one thing is I want to follow up on this last question. Can we not also say that the reason why it makes sense that Bhakti Devi or Bhakti is an element in those who have Brahman realization, because to attain any aspect of, to attain realization of any aspect of Krishna, one needs bhakti. And
yeah,
his Brahman feature is obviously an aspect of Krishna. So therefore you would need some degree of bhakti to
yes,
attain that. Okay.
Yes.
And then a second thing, last thing, is I'm thinking about one statement you made where you said that, our root problem is the fact that we have this, we are trying to be the enjoyers, I think. Something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're not trying.
Yeah.
We are already situated.
Right. But I was thinking... But when you said that, I thought that... I felt like actually even a precursor to that is the fact that, we're trying because we want to be the enjoyer. We're trying because, our desire is to be the enjoyer,
Very
so I feel like this desire to be the enjoyer rather than to allow Krishna to be the enjoyer is actually the most foundational problem.
Yeah.
The fact that we don't want to be servant, we want to be enjoyer, seems to be. Yeah.
We are never satisfied the way Krishna arranges everything for us. We're constantly trying to put ourselves into the center. It's my desire. Please remove this problem, remove that problem. Why you are praying like that? Get the meditation. Means we are keeping ourselves far away from the true bhakti by constantly keeping ourselves into the center, in the enjoying mood. The spirit, the enjoying mood is so deeply rooted and strong.
Yeah.
And so it is giving us so much trouble.
So much.
cannot see the reality. Constantly we are putting ourselves into that spirit, enjoyer and doer and controller. That's why worry is there. Come up with a platform, eliminates everything. You are a tiny soul, totally dependent on Krishna. So stay that in that situation. Dinadapi suni chena tarulopi sahishnu. No sahishnuna. We do not have to have that patience or tolerance. Constantly you are trying to remove this, to adjust that, spending our all energy to fighting the material energy, forgetting our Swarupa, Atma Swarupa. It's the root cause of our impediments to relish the pure sweetness of bhakti. This chapter is very enlightening for us. Very wonderful. Very, very wonderful.
Maharaj, would you say that the reason why Lord Chaitanya gave so many explanations of this verse is because is it that his main purpose is to demonstrate that that Krishna's name or bhakti is attractive to and can elevate anybody, no matter where they are in life, you know, no matter what their propensities are, no matter what their consciousness is, it can attract anybody at all. Would you say that is his main message in giving so many explanations, or what would you say?
Yes. See that the first verse of this chapter says all. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami composed this verse. Atma Rameti Padakasya Tham Shun Ya Prakashayam Jagat Tamo Jaharavat Sa Chaitanya Udaya Chalpa. Atma Rama Iti, beginning with the word Atma Rama, Padya, verse, Arkasya, of the sunlight. Artha Amshun, the shining rays of different meanings. Yahu, Prakashayan, manifesting Jagattama, the darkness of the material world. Jahara, eradicated. Avyat, many, may protect. Sa, he, Chaitanya Udaya Achala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is like the eastern horizon where the sun rises. Translation. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who acted as the eastern horizon, where the sun of the Atma Rama verse rose. He manifested its rays in the form of different meanings and thus eradicated the darkness of the material world. May he protect the universe. Just imagine, the sun never rises. What would happen to this world? Just tell me. What would happen if the sun never rises? After 24 hours, if the sun doesn't rise, what happens? The energy is not there. Nothing is there. Who can live in the darkness? So, eradication of darkness means understanding the whole chapter, Atma Ramash Chumunayo, this full verse, as I said, explains that Urukrama, the word attracts me so much in this verse, Urukrama, that Tribikrama, who has the big step forward, right? By his two steps, he captured or occupied the whole creation. So whole creation is under the safe protection of lotus feet. You just meditate. Right? Sometimes I see the picture of Tribikrama, Vamana Dev. Whenever Vamana Chaturthi, Raman Chaturthi, Pramanchatati. We observe, right? And it is very important festival for us, because to meditate on Vamandev, you know, he lifted his foot, you know, and occupied the whole space, creation. So already everything possessed by Krishna, and you are under the shelter of Krishna, you can meditate nicely. Everything becomes so clear. I love this. Each and every word of Atmaram verse has got so much meaning, and Mahaprabhu is taking time to give us the meaning, and we must realize those meanings. And that will eradicate all the darkness of ignorance from our consciousness, from our heart. And will be protected by Mahaprabhu's mercy. Okay? The knowledge will protect, the transcendental knowledge will protect us from forgetting Krishna, from being deviated from Krishna's service, everything. We must guard our bhakti, we must guard ourselves. Our spiritual life, by taking shelter of this verse, by taking shelter of Mahaprabhu.
Okay. Okay, Mahaprabhu, thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, thank you, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for giving me this class, Mataji.
Thank you. So,
yeah.
We can now.
Any question or comment for Mataji? Okay, otherwise we can end the call. Thank you, Mataji, so much. Thank you so much, Mataji, and thank you all the devotees.
Thank you, everyone.
Now we can end the call. Bye.
Vancha Kalpataru.
कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितनाम पावनेभ्यो
पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंतकोटि वैष्णवबिंदुकी जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय शिला प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल
सावित्री माता की जय थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर द ब्यूटीफुल क्लास
थैंक यू गुड नाइट बाय